Tonight, welcome everybody to church. Thank you for being here. Welcome those online. And just want to say appreciate you being here tonight, sitting over thinking, listening to the congregation sing. And what a blessing it is to hear the saints of God sing the praises and truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And also come this evening to listen to the young people sing. And boy, what a blessing that is. Man alive. Father, tonight we bow before you humbly and earnestly, God, praying for help from heaven to preach the word of God. Lord, I pray that you'd grant me humility and, Lord, humbleness of spirit, mind, God, and heart, that I might feed the flock of God. But Lord, as it's over there in the New Testament where it says, Lord, that I have nothing to give them, Lord, rise and give us bread. Lord, if you don't rise and give us bread, Lord, it's just a sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. And so we ask God tonight, the Spirit of the living God, God the Holy Ghost, would come and be in this place and feed these people and help us to glorify your holy name tonight. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Let's pick it now. Is there any way preaching through Colossians? For, well, the Bible said preach the word, first of all. And I'm a big believer in preaching through books of the Bible. Amen. And just verse by verse, not going to preach anything that you don't already know. Just remind you of some things that you already know. That's what most of preaching is anyway, and it just remind you of things that you already know. And so tonight I hope this will be a blessing. This is a sweet, sweet book for the child of God and for the church. And so we're going to be looking at some things tonight, starting off with verse number one. The Bible says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother. Now, he's going to say something here tonight, and I want to preach on it for a little bit. He said, to the saints. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in. You know, in the odd, I was studying this and just reading and saying, God, speak to my heart. And I got thinking, why don't people call people saints anymore? Why don't we address, why don't we say saints? I mean, how many of you would like to be out in a public place and somebody from church walk up here and say, hello, brother saint? Hello, saint? Would it embarrass you if somebody called you a saint?
Nope.
Now, I've got news for you. This is supposedly St. Patrick's Day, but it's really not. I don't know. I ain't worried about it. Amen. But I can tell you this much. One of the reasons that we've left the word saint out of Christian vocabulary is because of the abuse of the doctrinal truth about saints. And we've kind of, over the years, you know, St. Nicholas and St. Patrick and Saint so-and-so, and all we think about is some Catholic saint. By the way, it takes about 500 years from the time they start to the time they finish. And by the way, how many knows that they're de-sainting some people right now? Took them 2,000 years to put some of them into saints, and now they're taking some of them off the roll. Can I tell you, they ain't got nothing to do with saint.
Amen.
Nothing to do with saint. And I'd like for us to reintroduce the word saint into the vocabulary of this church. You say, Reggie, what is a saint? I mean, in our head somehow, it's somebody who is so way on up or somewhere in his spiritual growth and stuff that he's just kind of way on out beyond the normal. That's not true. In fact, let me tell you what a saint is. A saint is a sinner saved by the grace of God. He's just a saint of God, but it's not because of our righteousness. It's because of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And so I'd like if you think about this thing. Saint, what does it mean to be a saint? I found out that it's over 100, it's either 100 or 101 times the word saint, saints, or saint is in your Bible 100 times. So it must be something, have some importance to God Almighty.
Yeah.
And I think it'd do us well to have the Bible vocabulary.
Yeah.
It's good to call each other brother. It's good to call each other sister in the Lord. But God calls his people saints. And he addresses them to, he called these people here at this church. And by the way, this wasn't some big hot rod church. This was, they were just a little old town over in what the country that we call Turkey now. Yeah. And it's kind of a small deal, but he called them saints. Now, a saint, as I said, is a sinner saved by grace.
Yeah.
A saint is one, and when God saves us, he separates us. The idea of saint, the word saint, it goes further than just being saved. It moves to the idea of separation unto God.
Yeah.
A saint is a person who's not just saved, but they've been separated unto God for God's purposes and God's calling their life. It has to do with the word sanctified. It means separated unto God. In other words, this is not, I'm just not another human being. I've been saved by the grace of God. I've been set apart for the cause of Jesus Christ and the purposes of Jesus Christ, and I'm one of his saints. It has also the connotation to it of holiness. This is one of the reasons people don't like to use the word. I just want you to ask yourself, when's the last time that you heard preaching and they called each other saints? You just don't hear it hardly anymore. It's almost totally out of the church's vocabulary. There's something wrong with that. If it's a Bible word and God uses it, we ought to use it. Amen? You know what I think it would do to me? If you walked up to me Tuesday morning and I'm out somewhere in public and you say, hey, Reggie, hey, brother saint, you know what I'm probably going to do? To look around and see who hears anybody call me saint. And hope nobody's standing there that knows anything. But that's our problem. We put out the wrong idea. Even lost people, they got this idea that some kind of way out in the sphere holiness that is so above the average person. And we need to bring it back to this biblical deal. We're going to be looking at a bunch of verses tonight. But it means holiness unto the Lord. That's our theme for our camp meeting is holiness unto the Lord. This has to do with saints. I think we ought to get saints back in the vocabulary of our being. It means that we've been washed in the blood, amen. Amen. Saints have been washed in the blood, indwelt by the Holy Ghost, imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ, reconciled to God, redeemed by the Lamb, justified by his blood. That's what it means to be a saint. How many's got that tonight? You've been saved by his grace. You've been redeemed by his blood, washed in his blood, indwelt by the Holy Ghost. You are a saint of God. Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. You know who God's coming back with? You know what your Bible says? With his saints. I won't be in that number. Amen. So I'm not going to be ashamed of being called a saint. You say, Reggie, you don't look very saintly. I know that, but God knows, amen. God's at his side. I'm a saint tonight. And I'm a saint not because of my righteousness, but because of the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ tonight, of the righteousness imputed to me by faith, washed in his blood, redeemed by the Lamb of God, made a saint of God, amen. And the Bible very, very distinctly says he is coming back with his saints. Amen. So you know what? I'm just going to lay hold of it. Amen. And when they'll go marching in, I'm going to be in that number. Amen. Now tonight, listen, we're going to look at, guys, put up on the board Deuteronomy 32. The first mention in the Bible, this blew me away. I couldn't believe this. Deuteronomy 33, verse number 2 says this. My doctrine, wait a minute, 30, I'm sorry guys, 33, verse number 2. Did I write 32? I'm so sorry. There it is. Watch, this is the first mention of saint in the Bible. By the way, let's say it again. Saint in mention of the Bible over at least 100 times, maybe 101. And he said, The Lord came from Sinai, rose up from Seir unto them. By the way, the book of Deuteronomy has a lot of prophecy in it. Prophecy about the rock. It's a book of the law, but it also has a lot of prophecy embedded into it. Watch this. He shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came with, look at this, 10,000 of his saints. And from his right hand went a fiery law for them. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are where?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Did you know that prophecy is mentioned again in the book of Jude, where he's coming with 10,000 of his saints? It's mentioned again in the book of Revelation. He's coming with his saints. I'm telling you, we better get saints back in. If God calls us saints, we better call each other saints. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something we ought to do. Don't use the word saint with self-righteous attitude. When you think about being a saint, think about I was a sinner headed to hell, and God had mercy and God had grace upon me. And it's because of him that I'm a saint of the Lord. And I just tell you something. When it hit my mind that he said, he's coming back with all of his saints, with 10,000 of his saints. That ought to mean something to us, amen. It must mean something to God, or he wouldn't have said it so many times. And I tell you, we ought to be saints. We ought to be separated. We ought to be set apart unto God. Ought to be a holiness of the Lord about us. There ought to be a difference between us and the people of the world, amen. The Bible said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We ought to think different than the world. We ought to talk different than the world. We ought to act different than the world. Our motives ought to be different. We ought to be saints, amen.
Yeah.
Well, let's look at the next one, 1 Samuel 2:9. He will keep the feet of his saints. I got to look at these. This is just part of them. I wrote down the good ones. I picked the goodies out of the deal. Amen. I want you to think about that. He's going to keep the feet of his saints. You take that to the New Testament, we're kept by the power of God. I'm going to tell you what, if God calls us saints, I think we ought to call each other saints. Not self-righteously, humbly, but a saint. I just think that if tomorrow, all week long, we just called each other saints. I mean, if I call Sarah St. Karen, and she called me St. Reggie, I might treat her better. Amen. St. Jim, St. Michael. There's St. Michael sitting right over yonder. Hey, Ramona, it's good to see you and Danny back in church. I'm glad you finally got right with God and got back to church. Amen. Well, it's good to see you. I'm glad you're up and going. Amen. We belong to the same club now. The Sharp Knife Club. But I want to, God says he's going to keep the feet of his saints. Isn't that good? Isn't that good to know he's going to keep the feet of it? Let's look at 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 41. And he said, blessed be, 41, boys, if you got that. 41, you might have put, I hope I got the right thing. I hope I got the same thing. Now, therefore, rise, O Lord God, into thy resting place. And he said, and the ark of thy strength, let thy priest, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let thy saints murmur.
No.
Let thy saints complain.
No.
What saints ought to do is rejoice, amen.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you what, listen. I'll tell you what. My land of living. We ought to rejoice, amen.
Yes.
You know what? If you're a saint, you ought to rejoice just that you're a saint of God. Now, we ain't talking about thinking we're somebody. We just rejoice the fact that you're a saint. How many say, Reggie, how many would just dare to lift your hand and say, I guess I am a saint. I guess I am a saint, you know. By the grace of God, amen.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird how the devil's robbed us of this?
Yeah.
Isn't it weird how you don't even hear this preached on in church? Nobody calls anybody in America a saint. It's odd to me that I sat there to say, it's like, Lord, help me know what to preach tonight. I said, well, let's just start right here. Won't you study saints? You ain't studied saints in your life.
Amen.
Isn't this odd that we have an attitude? Well, somebody thinks they're a saint.
Yeah.
That's about the only way we ever use it.
Yeah.
We've got some kind of self-righteous connotation to it when that's not it at all. I'm going to tell you, the Bible said that his saints ought to rejoice in his goodness. And I'm going to tell you something. Now watch me. If you're a saint, you ought to rejoice in his goodness. Amen.
Amen.
Bunch of deados. I don't know what I'm going to do. No, I just aggravate you. I'm honest with you.
Amen.
Honest with you. He said, rejoice. Let's go. Well, let's try another one. Job 15:15. Behold, I love this one. I was studying. Look at this one here. Behold, he put no trust in his saints.
Amen.
That'll knock you down a notch or two. Amen.
Yeah.
God says, I don't trust Richie.
Yeah.
He don't put any trust in his saints. Yea, the heavens are not clean in his sight. You know what that does? It takes away this idea that you're some kind of sinless saint. That's what it does. Saint ought to make you humble before God. It ought to make you great before, low before God. If I'm a saint of God, it ought to bring me down to the foot of the cross. Because I'm made a saint in Jesus Christ. Look at Psalms chapter 30. Now, old David, he's going to get at it. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his. Amen. You ought to sing. Saints ought to sing.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Woo. Thank you, Jesus.
Saints ought to sing. I'll tell you what, I'm just going to stand right here behind the pulpit. I'm going to keep monotone voice. But I'm going to tell you something right now. I study what saints ought to be doing, what they are inside of God, and it's interesting. Saints ought to sing. Saints ought to sing. You saints, you ought to sing. You saints, you ought to rejoice.
Yes.
You ought to be happy God's keeping your feet.
That's right.
Amen. Well, let's look at the next one, 31:23. There it is again. He said, let's see, we're going to Psalms 31, boys. Psalms 31. Can you get there? I'm too lazy to use the Bible. You know. Oh, love the Lord, all ye his saints. God said, if you're saints, you ought to love him.
Yes.
You ought to love the Lord. Psalms 34, verse number 9. Let's look at it. Psalms 34, verse number 9. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints. Saints ought to fear God.
Yes.
But says there's no want to them that fear him. Psalms 37, 28. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints.
Amen.
God ain't going to forsake his saints.
Amen.
How many's liking this Bible study? I like this Bible study.
Yes.
Boy, I want to be a saint. Amen.
Yes.
I want my feet kept. I want him keeping care of me. I'm telling you something right now. The Lord loveth judgment, for they, the saints, they're preserved how long?
Forever.
Good grief alive.
Yes.
We ought to be marching around Jericho by this time. Amen.
Yes.
Psalms 37. What have we got? Psalms 50. Verse number 5. Gather my saints together unto me. God wants God's people to get together.
Yes.
Gather up together. Meet together. Worship God. Look at here. Verse Psalms 89. Verse number 7. God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints. To be had in reverence all them that are about him. Psalms 97, verse number 10. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints.
Amen.
I'm telling you something, there's something to this thing of saints, right? And David used the word saints more than anybody in the Bible.
Yeah.
Psalms 116, 15. Precious, look at this.
Yeah.
Look at this. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
Amen.
Boy, what a wonderful verse. Can you imagine tonight the God in heaven upon his throne when one of his saints dies is precious to him?
Yes.
My soul almighty. You talk about affection. You talk about love. You talk about compassion. You talk about reaching out with the depths of his soul that, Jerry, when you and I die, God says that's going to be, his death is precious in my sight.
Yes.
Going to be with the Lord. Amen. God's anxious to see you. Come on in. Amen.
Yes.
Let's go down to number 116, verse 15. Where did I go to? 139. I'm sorry. Let thy priest be clothed with righteousness. And there it is again. Let thy saints shout for joy.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Look at verse number 16. I also will clothe her priest with salvation, and her saints shall
shout aloud
for joy. I'm just preaching the Bible is all I'm doing. That's all I'm doing. Just preaching the Bible. Now, I want to tell you something. Try it at the house, too.
Yeah.
Hey, if it works at the church house, it ought to work at your house.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. One of the best things that ever happened to you is just get out somewhere and just shout it out and praise God. Take a good walk back in the woods and just praise the Lord and shout and for joy that you're a saint of God by the grace of God. Psalms 148, verse number 14. Hey, wait just a minute. What are we going to do when we get to heaven?
Praise the Lord.
All for eternity. We were created for his glory.
Amen.
Let's get in practice. Amen. I'm just being honest with you. I ain't letting that crowd of stupid football games and basketball games and all that. You think I'm letting them people do that? They ain't got nothing to shout about when it comes compared to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Some of you guys killed an 8-point buck and you run 14 circles hooping and hollering with your rifle, endangering everybody in the country. That got God got you kill a 14-point buck.
Yeah.
And God saved you, give you a home in heaven. Won't even shout about it. Won't even be thankful and praise. Hey, do it when you're driving your truck. Do it when you're driving your tractor. Do it when you're running your well. Just praise God, amen.
Yeah.
It'll help your mind.
Yeah.
It'll help your heart, your spirit. Keep your mind on God, thanking him, praising him. Well, Psalms 149, verse number 1. I'll tell you what he's about down here. Well, anyway, he said here, the praise of all his saints. Well, I'll tell you what God wants to be. He wants us to shout for joy, praise his holy name. This is what saints are created to do. Let's go to Psalms 149, verse number 1. Praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and pray and his praise in the congregation of saints.
Yes.
Amen. Well, I've been thinking about putting a big ad in the paper that this is the congregation of the saints. And everybody say, that's not true. No, but isn't it a shame? Here's what I'm getting to tonight. Isn't it a shame how we've let saints be redefined and misused, and our thought about being a saint is not biblical at all? Because we've let false religion and self-righteousness ruin it for us. Well, verse number 5 says, Proverbs 2, verse number 8, he keepeth the paths of judgment, preserveth the way of his saints. Zechariah 14, 5, and ye shall flee the valley of the mountains, for ye shall valley of the mountains, shall reach unto Azel. Yea, ye shall flee like it is fled before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah the king, and the Lord my God shall come and all the saints with thee.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. Listen, that's just amazing to me that he keeps pounding this thing, the saints of God. You know, isn't it amazing? You know, when I started singing that song, well, I thought, I kind of want to watch it. Oh, when the saints go, everybody's like, oh, that's just an old, you know.
No, that's a deal.
But your forefathers understood it.
Yeah,
saints. All right, let's go to Romans chapter 1. Watch this. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be
saints.
Called to be saints. Romans 16, verse number 2. That you receive her in the Lord as become a saints. What become saints? Receive other Christians in the Lord.
Yes.
Have compassion. Reach out. Be friendly. Be welcoming as saints. We're saints together in the Lord.
Yes.
Go into 1 Corinthians 1, 2. Unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them which are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. You say, Rich, what are you doing? I'm not just showing you in the Old Testament. I'm showing you in the churches of the New Testament that God calls the people of his churches saints over and over again when he writes to the epistles to the saints of God.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know. This is odd. I never preached on this for my life. 42 years of preaching, never preached on this in my life. Kind of aggravates me. I'm wondering, how do I apply this? I don't want to go around with kind of a, you know, goofy spirit calling Saint Brett. That's not what I'm after here. But I am after this, that saint, watch this. Saint, the word saint, how many would agree with me tonight that the word saint in and of itself, and especially after we've looked at the definition of it, would kind of lift the level of our living.
Yeah.
That's, you know what, that's what it's all about right there. You see, Satan wanted to take the word saints out of the church's vocabulary so that we could lower our level of living. Because if we say we're saints, there's something that comes with that that ought to live up to that name. This is why it's important to me, because I realize, you know what, Reggie, you've been cheated out of this. You've been cowed down. You even go along with it because... You know, you don't want to, I'm not a saint, you know, I don't want to be called saint. But I'm telling you, the word saint, it calls us to a higher life in Christ. Calls us to a closer walk with God. Calls us to a more Christ-like life. That's why Satan has robbed us of it. And yet, it's all through the Bible. And yet, when our Lord Jesus Christ comes back, he doesn't use the word brethren. He doesn't use the word children. He said he's coming back with his saints.
Yes.
Saints are different. We're not of this world. We're of another world.
Come on.
Well, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Dare any of you have a matter against another? Go to the law before the unjust and not before the saints. Verse number 2. Do you not know that saints shall judge the world? Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 18. Unto me who am less than the least of all saints. Where's that gets rid of the self-righteousness.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Paul said we're saints.
Yeah.
Verse number 18. That we may be able to comprehend with all saints. What is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height? To know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that might be filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians 5, 3. But fornication, watch this verse. I'm telling you all ago that God is trying to lift us to a higher calling.
Yeah.
Higher comprehension of what it means to be a Christian.
Yes.
It's not just Christian, it's a saint of God. Look at it. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not once be named among you as becometh what?
Amen.
Saints.
Yes.
And when I think, I went through all these verses this afternoon, and when I thought, Lord, why has the church been robbed of this concept of holiness? And you call your people saints. And he's saying, you can see what it's doing there. It's calling you up and out of this world.
Yes.
Calling you to cleanliness, holiness, righteousness, Christ-likeness. The curse of this nation right now is that Christianity is so debased, there's no difference in it between it and the world. Just so debased. And if we could get this back in the vocabulary and into the heart and the spirit of the church again, I think we could have a revival. I think it could do something for us. I think it could enrich our homes, our hearts, our lives, our churches. I think there'd be something. There, listen, the Holy Ghost, God didn't just put this in there to fill pages.
Right.
Well, let's go down to what is it, First Thessalonians, guys, where am I at? As becoming saints. That he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before the Lord. Even our Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, there it is, with all his saints. Jude, verse number 3. Beloved, I give all diligence to write unto you the common salvation. It was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Look at verse number 14. Here it is. We've went all the way now from Exodus 33 to Jude. And Enoch also, the seventh from the Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. Saints is connected closely to the second coming of Jesus Christ. Revelation 15, verse number 3, and they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways. Oh, what? King of saints. As I said, there's over 100 deals here tonight. Now I'm going to say something to you. That's the introduction of my message, but I'm done. I'm shutting her down right here. God's just, if I got any sense of the Lord at all, stop right here. Let this soak in. Yeah. In fact, that's my introduction. I wonder if we could pray tonight as a church with a happy heart. Not some kind of, oh, poor me religious heart. God, help me to recognize that I am a saint, not because I'm some good goody two-shoes, but because of what you did for me on the cross. Amen. Because of your spirit indwelling me, because you've washed me in the blood, you have called me out to yourself. God, help me to live up to, by your grace, God, give me grace to be a saint of God. And Lord, let me not be ashamed of what the world may say about it. Let me not be ashamed of what other Christians and churches may say. But God, I want to be, in practicality, the saint that you called me to be. Yes. Let's bow our heads for prayer. And if you want to come tonight and say, Lord, I don't know about all this, but I know you've said it 100 times in the Word of God. A saint. Lord, I'm going to reject all the false sainthood stuff that's been thrown at me for all my life. I'm going to accept what the Bible says about the issue of saint. God, I'm not coming up here wanting to be super holy and super spiritual and above anybody else. Lord, I come to humble myself at the foot of the cross and say, God, help me to be a saint to you and to other people. Help me, Lord, to understand that you have called us to be saints. You want to come, you come tonight. I believe God honors a seeking, a desire to that which his word says tonight. You're listening to me online tonight. Let me encourage you where you're at. Find a place to get on your knees maybe, or bow your heart and your head before God. Let's get a hold of this. This is biblical. I'm not preaching something outside the Bible. And I thank God for tonight because it made me see some things. First of all, how I'd been cheated. How I'd let the falseness of this world and religion cheat me out of this issue. Secondly of all, been cheated out of that which could raise us and lift us up higher and more Christ-like. With a mind of Christ. Let me just tell you something. We need to live up to our calling. Amen. You say, I'm an American. We ought to live up to being an American. If we're a Christian, we ought to live up to being a Christian. If we're a saint, we ought to live up to what God has called us to be. He didn't say, I'm coming back with 10,000s of Liberty Faith Church folk. He said, I'm coming back with 10,000s of my saints. As a pianist comes tonight, I'd like one of the pianists. It doesn't have to be just whoever can. I don't care whoever can, but let's pray tonight. Father in heaven, Lord, this is what you've given me to preach tonight. Now I'm thankful, Lord, that you've just kind of shook my cage with it. Lord, you've rattled me with this. Lord, forgive me for being ashamed almost, Lord, or just kind of nervous about anybody calling me a saint. Lord, I recognize tonight that I have no righteousness of my own. That it's been imputed to me through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ by faith, the righteousness of Jesus. That, Lord, I am not some kind of holier than thou anybody. But, Lord, tonight you have called us to be saints. Lord, you said those that are called saints to come out. Lord, fornication, covetous, all that stuff, Lord, has become a saints. Lord, you have called us, Lord, to a higher life than this mud hole of this world. And God, I just believe somehow or another that if we could just grab hold of this one simple concept that the Bible so clearly proclaims that God, it would help us to live on higher ground. Lord, help us to ask ourselves, do we really want to live higher? Do we want to live more holy unto you? Just a quiet, honest, sincere desire to be saints of God, separated from this world, separated unto you. Lord, when I think that you are coming back with 10,000s of your saints, God, I do want to be in that number. I pray, God, tonight that you'll bless these that have come, that are seeking thy face tonight, Lord, on this issue. And Lord, by faith, we just call upon you tonight for this church and for the families and the homes, that we would have a biblical approach to sainthood, that we would throw out into the trash bin this stuff that we've heard all our life about Saint so-and-so and Saint Patrick and Saint somebody, Lord. Throw that stuff in the trash bin of hell. Nonsense. And nowhere in the Bible does it teach all that stuff of them guys having meetings for years about who can be a saint. And nowhere in the Bible does man confer upon any man sainthood. God, help us to reject all this false religious stuff. And then, Lord, help us to reject the pridefulness even within the church of thinking we're something when we're nothing apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just ask you, God, that we wake up tomorrow, we think about the fact that you've called us saints. And God, give us a heart and a mind to live above the filth of this world. That when our old flesh would try to drag us down in the mud hole, we'd remind ourselves that we are saints of God. We ain't got no business being there. Amen. Oh God, lead us to the doctrine of saints. God, help us to walk low and humble before you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.